Chapter 4. Rem told Torval the story, as best he could remember it. In the telling, it seemed to reconstruct itself. He remembered that he had been in a tavern, the Pickled Albatross, to meet a young lady whom he'd noticed at the market earlier that afternoon. He'd struck up conversation with her among the greengrocers and costermongers' stalls and asked where he could meet her. And the girl had told him, with a little embarrassment but no attempt at a bald-faced lie, that she was slinging ale most nights at the Pickled Albatross. Her name was Indilen, and his short but pleasant conversation with her in the market had told him that she was far too polished and well-spoken to be just a barmaid. "I'm actually trying to get scrivener's work," she had explained, brandishing a leather case hanging from a strap at her side, a beautifully tooled secretary set adorned with an elegant silver seal. "It's not easy, though. People don't seem to see the purpose or value in a lettered woman trying to make a living." When Rem had simply stared, not understanding what a fine leather purse would have to do with scrivener's work, Indilen had undone the binding buckle and opened the satchel so that he could see its contents. There was a lacquered writing board, some scraps of blank parchment, a few bottles of ink, even a lovely wooden box which he assumed contained a writing stylus and various high-quality ink nibs, stained dark cherry and bearing inlaid silver filigree, and what Rem recognised as both the stylized first letter of Indilen's name, as well as an ancient family sigil of some sort. Clearly the girl had been given the scrivener's set as a gift, meant for her and her alone. She continued with her lament. "No one who needs a steady pen and good letters seems to believe I can do it," she said, shrugging and closing the satchel again. "They all want to get free work out of me just to see what I'm capable of, but then they never ask for me to work again. Can't seem to countenance paying me at all, let alone paying me the same wage as a lettered young man." Rem was truly taken aback by that. While he'd met a number of lettered ladies in his 20-odd years, the kind who were taught simply as a matter of course because noble husbands didn't want illiterate wives, he'd never met a working-class one. As they meandered among the stalls, Rem questioned Indilen further, and learned that she was from a moneyed merchant family in Wathris, one of Yanara's sister city-states, farther south. As was custom, her elder brother would inherit control of the family's mercantile interests, and her sisters, being of a more...